This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm super excited to have this gentleman back on my show. It's been way too long. A lot of things are happening for his company. It's been February 28th was the last time he was on the show, 2019. We're talking about no other than Lominko Metals, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LMRMF. You can also find him on the TSX up there under the ticker symbol LMR. And with us today is the CEO and president of that company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Paul Gill. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Thanks for having me on.
New private placement, $2.75 million. I'm sure you guys are excited about that. And then also, you had a new board member. So before we get into the Q&A, can you bring me up to speed on those two things?
Yeah, absolutely. We finished drilling at the La Lutte property up in Quebec. And in order to report on the contents or the, what's in the ground there, we needed to fund a preliminary economic assessment for the property. And that's why we had the financing announced. $2.75 million is going to be able to complete that task for us. And in addition to that, we've added a number of people to the advisory board. Added a mining executive, Jason Gregg, and also previous to that, Dean Nawada, a strategic advisor. And in addition to that, also a processing engineer in the graphite industry, Sandio Peraria, who used to work for one of the largest graphite mines in the world. So we've been pretty active.
So what are the new developments are there in the EV battery market? Bring us up to speed on that.
Well, what we're continuing to see is a number of new mega factories coming online and being announced in China. And these factories are producing lithium-ion batteries and consuming huge amounts of raw materials that are used to make batteries, lithium, graphite, cobalt, and nickel. So specifically on the graphite side of things, a lot of the material that is coming into China now is coming from Africa, and that's a new supply for them. That means a lot of European and North American battery manufacturing locations are not getting that graphite material from China anymore, which was the biggest supplier.
Absolutely.
Graphite exports from China to the United States have dropped from 90% of the entire U.S. market down to 37% last year. So we're seeing a huge drop-off. So we're really going to see a deficit soon. And if we're going to continue to develop electric vehicles in the market here in North America, we're going to have supply of the raw materials required. Cobalt's in short supply. That's coming from Africa. Graphite definitely now is a critical shortage situation that's going to happen. And lithium, we're lucky enough to have that coming out of Chile, so it's not a problem. Nickel is the other one that is very interesting, and there is enough supply of that. So that's where the market stands right now, and I think the shortage of graphite is going to be real concern in the coming years.
Your flagship property, La Lutte property there in Quebec, what's the latest developments on that property?
Well, we've continued to drill there for the last 3 years. We just finished up the last 30 drill holes. So it's a total of about 170 drill holes that have been done in the property to prove up what's in the ground. And we found two massive trends of graphite. One, we've reported a resource on, which explains the amount of materials. And there's really 18 million tons of material at about 3%. And then in another new zone that we've just drilled this summer, it was a found another whole trend, but it's three times the grade of the previous one. So we're looking at results that are in the teens on that one. And that makes a big difference because the higher the grade, the more economic the deposit. And it also looks like it's about the same size and scale. So we have a really good situation developing now. We're, of course, going to have to get an engineering report that explains what's in the ground. That's a geological report. And then second to that, the previous thing I mentioned was the preliminary economic assessment, which assesses the market and compares it to the cost of extraction and really gives us a number that we can put on the project as a value. And then from there, we derive the net present value, meaning that what's it worth now if it were to be worth X amount in the future.
Prometheus is going public, and how's that going to benefit Laminco?
Yeah, that's part of the strategy. What we've done with Laminco previously was we've created a company called Laminco Technologies, which, and from that location, we've funded other technology projects that didn't fit into Laminco Metal, the mining company. And since I think about a year ago, we were really looking at spinning that out into its own company. And that's what's happened now is that we have one of our other subsidiaries, Prometheus Technologies, which has become, was a blockchain company, but now has become more of a technology incubator. And we've sold Laminco Technologies to Prometheus for 1.2 million Canadian. And so that will also benefit Laminco because it has a big payment to make by the end of the year to get 100% of the property. And we need to make that $1.1 million payment to our vendor. So it all dovetails together quite nicely. We offload the tech assets, yet retain an interest in the company that we've sold them to. And at the same time, we fund purchase of the asset and then raise money to develop the project. So it should all be good and all create a lot of wealth.
Paul, let me ask you this. Let's switch gears. Let's talk about metrics. Your market cap's just a tad bit over $2 million. Your stock price, for me, is grossly undervalued, around 3 cents a share. Where do we go from here?
Well, I think that the situation now is that we've got a lot of ingredients on the table that go into the cake, but we haven't baked the cake yet, so it's not worth anything. No one wants to eat raw dough or anything like that. We need to bake that cake. That means putting it all together and explaining the value of the project to people in a proper report. And once that's done, that report will provide us a value that we can put right onto our audited financial statements. So all of a sudden, that $2 million market cap will be bolstered by the value of the project, which we estimate be much, much higher than $30 million at a net present value. So meaning that over the course of many years, you could probably make profit out of it, but what you could sell it for now is that net present value of about $30 million to $50 million.
And before I let you go, what do you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from our interview today?
Well, I think right now we've just had a great announcement this morning about a U.S. IR firm that's come aboard with us to have outreach to the United States. So we're looking to continue that outreach in the United States. The U.S. Investors need to know that there's an opportunity in graphite, whether it's with our company, with others. They can certainly compare and contrast, but we think we're the best value. And I think at this point in time, we've come through a long summer of inactivity. Now we're going to go into a high activity zone in outreach And we'll have lots of news, and that will bolster, I think, the value of the company. And I think that's what investors want to see.
My guest today has been Paul Gill, CEO, President of Lominco Metals, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LMRMF, also on the TSXV under the ticker symbol LMR. My personal opinion, grossly undervalued here at 3 cents. Pick some up. Hold on to it for a year or two, and I think you'll do very well. Paul, thank you so much for coming on the show. The only thing I ask of you is you don't wait maybe 5 or 6 months to come back on the show. I like to hear what's going on. Maybe every 60 days would be great if you could come back on the show.
Sure, I will try to do that. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.